Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis attended the State of the Union to send a strong message that Christians, those of us who believe in Judeo-Christian values, we are not going anywhere. Bye-bye, President Obama. We know that you're going to try to do everything possible to undermine our values, our liberties in 2016, but we will not be intimidated, and we will stand for our values. We're going to be talking about the State of the Union, why Kim Davis was there, and some of the 10 misinformation points of that final State of the Union. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, as I was in the State of the Union along with Kim Davis, President Obama went through a litany of information, and he created a number of lies that just are completely inaccurate. Before we get to that, Kim Davis was featured in the media on the day of and the day after, and during the time of the State of the Union, people saw her sitting there in the State of the Union as a person who is sending a message that he doesn't represent millions and millions of people, the majority of Americans on religious liberty, life, and particularly marriage. And she was there as a visible reminder of that, and a visible reminder and an encouragement of others to stand strong.
Well, that's right. I mean, her being there was, as a visual reminder, was twofold. It reminded America that this president is, is demonstrably the most hostile to Christianity and to religious liberty that we have ever had as a chief executive. So she was a visual reminder of that, as well as a visual reminder that we needn't be afraid, that Jesus is our rock, that God is our refuge, and that he is faithful, and that if we stand firm for his truths, he will stand firm for us. And Kim Davis, you know, a private audience with the Pope, helping to get Governor Bevin elected there because of her situation in Kentucky, and now an invited congressional guest to the State of the Union, is a good representative reality and reminder that God is faithful.
Well, you know, neither Kim nor I applauded for this president. Many others did not applaud for the president. The person on my left, person on my right, I'd never met them before. They did not applaud for the president. He has been very destructive to our values, particularly religious freedom, life, and marriage, among other things. Some of the things he mentioned during the State of the Union, he said, we've done all this while cutting our deficits by almost three quarters. Well, certainly that is pure fiction. It's true that the 2015 budget deficit was about 25% of his 2010 deficit, but he referred to deficits, plural, and until last year, all of Obama's deficits were worse than all of Bush's deficits, except for the last two. I mean, there's no way that he reduced the deficit. We've got the largest spending of our federal government in the history of America. He has bloated our deficit. It also says, as part of his speech, he says, anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction. Of course, that's simply not true, is it?
Well, no, and as you point out, until last year, all of Obama's deficits were worse than all of Bush's deficits combined. This president has spent more than any president in history and is spending us into oblivion. He also said, quote, anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction. Boy, this, just like a true Alinskyite and a true progressive, like he can look you in the eye and just bald-faced lie. My jaw dropped when I hit that. It's just surreal, Matt.
Yeah, we've had that. Slowest recovery since World War II. The labor participation is the lowest it has been in decades. It's certainly not what he says. And he also says that the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, it's about filling the gaps in employer-based care, so that, he said, when we lose a job or go back to school or start a new business, we'll still have coverage. The fact of the matter is, millions of Americans actually lost their coverage when they didn't lose their job. Kim Davis's husband is one of those. He lost his coverage after Obamacare came into effect. So it hasn't filled the gaps at all. He also says that food stamp recipients didn't cause the financial crisis. Recklessness in Wall Street did. Well, actually, food stamp recipients, at least some of those, along with Wall Street and others, caused the crisis in the sense that we had the Community Reinvestment Act that pushed mortgages on people who could not afford them. And in backing the derivatives based on those mortgages, we ultimately had the burst of the entire bubble. So it's the policies that ultimately were towards those on the lower socioeconomic level that put them in houses and mortgages that they couldn't afford.
Well, and the cognitive dissonance with the American people that these lies represent and created across the country, I think, were represented in the kind of spatterings of applause you would hear. People would just kind of collectively say, what? He also said, we've protected an open internet, which is just ridiculous when you consider that his net neutrality has turned internet service providers into public utilities under an ancient regulatory regime, according to bwcentral.org and their fact checks. The result has been a sharp decline in broadband investment. This president has done more to improve or increase censorship overseas of the internet than any president in history.
Yeah, and he said 7 years ago we made the single biggest investment in clean energy in our history. But the fact is, you know, we had Solyndra, all of these investments in the so-called clean energy, they just simply were they were not successful. He nixed the Keystone Pipeline, and he's nixed other things that would allow for the production of energy here in our country. He also said, number seven, no nation dares to attack us as our allies or our allies because they know that's the path to ruin. Well, you know, what happened during the night of the State of the Union is Iran took into captivity some of our sailors. Now, they eventually released them. But that was on the very night of the State of the Union.
Yeah, and the pictures that they disseminated of these men down on their knees, of forced to make videos apologizing, and then this administration later apologizing for the boats breaking down and drifting into Iranian waters. It just shows, it epitomizes the weakness of this man and his administration.
Well, he says that as someone who begins every day with an intelligent briefing, I know this is a dangerous time. You know, the fact is, everyone knows this who's been following this president over the past 7 years. He rarely attends his daily intelligence briefings. He prefers instead to read intelligence reports, or at least so he claims, on his iPad. Certainly, he doesn't attend them. He seems to be out of touch with what's happening with the radical Islamist. He called ISIS a JV team. He said that we've got Al-Qaeda on the run. Osama bin Laden is dead and Al-Qaeda's on the run, which wasn't true. Number nine, he says, we're training an army and supporting forces who are steadily reclaiming territory in Iraq and Syria. Really? That's just simply also a defiance of reality.
Yeah, he said, number 10 here, 50 years of isolating Cuba had failed to promote democracy, setting us back in Latin America. And so what's this president do? What he's frequently done, he is dealing with, partnering with, standing side by side with tyrants, with dictators, and you know, in this case, the Castros. And a year of appeasement has not promoted democracy either. The Castros remain firmly in power. He seems endeared to them, and the Cuban regime continues to arrest thousands of political dissidents and cozy up to enemies like Iran and North Korea, Iran, who Obama also cozies up to, and to carry out provocative acts such as stealing a U.S. Hellfire missile. This president, these are only 10 of his
lies.
These
are only 10.
Matt.
You could go on and on, no doubt about it. There is one thing he did say that was true. He says, there's no doubt a president with the gifts of Lincoln or Roosevelt might have bridged or better bridge the divide of the parties. That is one of the true statements of the State of the Union by President Obama. Well, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We could go on and on about the misinformation that he presented during the State of the Union, but Kim Davis was there. I was there with her to send a message, and the message that we want to send is this. There are millions of people around the country that believe as you and I do. In fact, as Kim Davis is walking through the restaurants, the hotels, through the Capitol building, she's getting greeted by members of Congress, people off the street. She's getting greeted by security personnel. They want their photograph with her. People around this country, more than you think, are standing with the same Judeo-Christian values, and her presence there was an encouragement, a message to stand for religious liberty, life and family, and marriage, and a message of encouragement. Stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Visit lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and your regular and consistent financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.